Boeing 464, Zags, A2. Boeing 464, Zags, we're at flight level 200, about 80 northeast of Boeing Field. We're going to head out to the Payne 360 radial, 14 DME, and orbit there until you guys get airborne. Boeing from Zags, we're at 200. It appears to be BMC from 16 Block 18 across the state. We're 80 miles northeast of your position, and we're going to set up in orbit about 30, 40 miles north of the field at 20,000 feet until you guys get airborne.
Zags 82, Boeing 464, experimental.
464, go for 82.
We're 10 south of Payne, looking for your position and your squawk.
And we're squawking 4703, can we get yours?
And 402 is joining up in a left observation.
64 copies.
402 squawking 10. Go ahead and join the right observation if you guys are happy with that.
You're clear right observation.
4-2. Yeah, boom, 4-2, would you guys like me to turn aux back on?
0-2, data.
Go 4-2.
Yeah, go ahead and turn on your aux switch.
Stop.
And after the turn, we'll be ready for phasing.
4-2. 4-2 is moving into an extended astern position. Ready phasing?
All set.
Left 15 degree roll. Come back to the right.
4-2, we already did comm checks on the ground. Do you want us to redo it in the air? Also, if able, could you put the test UHF in your other radio to get ATC off hot mic? If that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
4-2, Navy loads, comm check.
I'm clear.
Boeing Seattle, Boeing 464.
464, Boeing Seattle.
Can you please call Mayhem Ops and find out the status of the Zoom 57?
Roger, and cutting out a little bit on the radio here, but I understand you'd like us to call Mayhem Ops and check for the status of Zoom 57?
Affirmative, for Boeing 464.
Roger. And Boeing 464, Boeing Seattle.
Go ahead for Boeing 464.
And Mayhem Ops has them airborne and they're on their way to you right now.
Hey, copy off for Boeing 464.
Thank you.
And Tinker's flowing to 220.
Zags 82, Boeing 464. Zags 82, Boeing 464.
464, go for 82.
Yeah, we're currently holding on the 078 off of the first fix of the flutter track. At, we've got the block 1517. Can you work your way over to above us at 170?
A2 copies. We'll start working now with ATC. We're at 200, orbiting over to the same point, but we are left-hand turns.
Boeing 464, Zoom 57 is over Payne, proceeding to the western point of the flutter 1 track at 14,000.
And say again, who was at 14?
Yeah, from 14,000, proceeded to the western portion of the flutter track.
Yeah, give me your call sign again.
Zoom 57.
Copy, that was Zoom 57. And we've currently got the F-18 off the wing in the KC-135's coming in at 17,000.
Boeing 464, Zoom 57, what's your location in reference to Payne?
And we're currently holding, right now we're just west, 8 miles west of the Payne 319, or 360 at 14, the first point on the flutter track, right-hand turns.
And Salty Dog, you're cleared out to observation.
4-2, right out.
402 from 64.
Go ahead.
Oh, and we still do need to do your K0s. Once they're stable and available, if you could extend your probe out.
Probe's coming out, I'll be right here.
64.
Boeing 464, Zoom 57, request to rejoin on the right side of the Hornet for chase position.
And Zoom, you're cleared as a question.
Zoom 57.
And Zoom 42, I don't have to copy, we're at 220, so you don't fly by us.
Thanks.
40264.
Go.
And from our intro, it looks like you're getting a little too far out to where their closure rate system is dropping out, which isn't a big problem except they need to re-verify it again after that. It seems to be if you get more than about 300 feet, we're losing it off at the observation positions.
Yeah, copy. Just let me know when we're setting up for test. Is that enough time to re-verify it?
I think so. We'll see how long it takes them once we bring you in for the fuel transfer. Yeah, it just keeps continually dropping out.
Copy, yeah.
46482, we are maneuvering to your spot. We'll be 19.5 for 17,000.
Yeah, just 464-402, so you guys know, I mean, when we're not testing, I'm going to try and be as loose as possible and relax as much as possible so that conserve energy for everything else. If you guys need me to be in for closure rate or anything like that, then that's a different story.
We think we'll be okay. We'll just do a quick verification as you come in for the next points, and if it takes too long, then we'll discuss it further.
402.
I'm Boeing 464 flight. We're going to descend out of 16,000 for 15,000. Zach just joining off the north.
Zach, me too.
You guys are setting up for 64, then I might as well go back into the pre-contact position.
Salty Dog and Zoom, be aware we're trailing right hose. Ready now. All right, we'll be continuing with condition 01. This will be the lights check and practice set. And 402, you're cleared offset pre-contact.
402, maneuvering to offset pre-contact. 402 is established.
All right, confirm you have the red light.
Not at this time, no.
We are checking our system.
Red light.
Copy. And going to contact permit. Field maintain offset. Ready now. Hose is cycling.
Got a very dim orange light. Barely see it.
Okay, we're going to try and increase that.
Yeah, there we go. Good orange light.
All right, 402, you're clear pre-contact.
402, pre-contact.
402, this will be a practice emergency separation called by the boom operator, approximately 10 seconds. Boeing 464, breakaway.
And 464 is terminating practice separation.
Tickers resetting airspeed, back to 220. All right, and correction, the last condition was 002. It looks like fuel state appears to be good right now, so we'll go past the fuel transfer. This will be condition 045. This will be the wake survey pre-contact. You're cleared into pre-contact offset.
402s, offset pre-contact.
All right, just a reminder, there's a HQR required for this one.
Confirm, can you review the tolerances?
Confirm.
By the way, that mountain we just passed over, we're very much not 5,000 feet HGL when we pass over that.
Copy that.
402-464, so for this one, we're going to have you stabilize steady pre-contact. Probe position tracking the center of the drogue to win to within plus or minus a half a drogue diameter, which is desired, or plus or minus one drogue diameter adequate laterally and vertically. And we'll have you do that for 20 to 30 seconds. Have a copy.
402, copy.
46482, descending to 16,000.
And if you're ready, we'll go contact permit.
402.
Hose is cycling.
Chamber light.
Copy, you're clear pre-contact.
402, clear pre-contact.
Day 2, confirm you're joining the flight at 16,000.
Exactly, day 2, affirm, and we have everybody visual.
Yep.
Confirm 30 seconds at this position.
Yeah, 402, copy.
You're still in 30 seconds.
Yeah, 402, I'm going to give that HQR5 because I couldn't maintain it within a half basket diameter. It's going outside to a full basket diameter. It's not a difficult task, but because I couldn't maintain the desired tolerances, HQR5.
Okay, copy that. Next will be the eye pattern when you're ready.
402.
You're clear to maneuver.
402.
Whatever, Squawk on 4703, Squawk standby.
82, Wilco.
Mission 3.
Okay, copy that. And if no additional comments, you're cleared out to reform, and we'll bring the hose in. All right, and we are all set up now. 402, you are clear contact, slow rate.
402, setting up.
This will be targeting 1.2 to 1.7.
402 is approaching.
Whitby is 263 at 80.
0.6, 0.5, 0.6, 0.7, 1.0, 1.2, 1.4.
1.3, 1.4, 0.7, 1.2. And 402, I'm calling on a hot mic, but obviously that's contact and looks good.
And we are showing contact as well. now fuel flow. Closest vert is would be 263 at 80. And Zoom from Boeing, how's your fuel state?
Zoom is 6.5 on the gas. I've got about 45 minutes until I need to refuel.
Echo from 45 minutes.
Affirm.
Copy. We are showing offload complete. Our pumps have stopped.
F402 is disconnected.
Clear to disconnect. And 402, for our next setup will be autopilot off. If you could back out and offset, we'll go ahead and take that off.
402.
402, we're still just looking at the loads from that last contact. And we'll let you know when we're autopilot off and set up for the next.
Copy.
Hey, Boeing 464 is going to make a right-hand turn back to the track.
It's coming right.
464 is in the turn.
And 402 for in-show, if we could just keep you in a little closer than that. Thanks.
Is there a requirement to maintain a continuous closure rate? Is that what we're worried about here?
It doesn't have to be continuous. They just have to revalidate it each time if we do drop it out.
Copy, okay.
Salty Dog and Zoom, we do have an advisory that came up at the console. It's going to require us to cycle the hose and run a couple checks. Maybe a good point for Zoom to go get some fuel from the 135.
And Zoom 57 is going to S-turn to go refuel.
Jags 82, Boeing 464.
Go ahead for Zags 82.
Yeah, be advised, we're sending Zoom 57 your way at this time.
Copy that. Zoom 57 is coming our way.
402, data.
Go, 402.
Yeah, I heard a deedle-deedle in the flight controls before that contact. Do you still have the blin, and did you clear the X?
Yeah, it all self-cleared. Blin 330, channel 3. Actually, we've had the blin 330 in channel 3 since shortly after takeoff. That hasn't cleared, but the X is cleared, and the SCS caution is cleared.
Data copies all, thank you.
Size 82, Jim 57, how do you read on your check?
Got you loud and clear, how do you hear me?
Loud and clear as well. I request rejoin left wing.
Approved as requested, Zags 82. Zoom 57, Zags 82, you're clear to start.
57.
57 is clear to contact.
57.
Analysis from the boom, we're ready to power the right warp. Powering the right warp. Ready? Ready now.
82 contact.
Boeing 464, Zoom 57's got some trapped external gas. I'm going to run through my checklist for the next 2 minutes.
Okay. And Pearl 2, we're moving to, I'll be taking a further back position here.
Copy.
And Boeing 464, Zoom 57.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got about 5,000 pounds of trapped external fuel. I'm going to keep working my checklist, but if it doesn't start depleting, I've either got an OTB in 15 minutes, or I can take more gas.
Okay, so you've got 5,000 trapped external, you've got about 15 minutes, or you could continue to take fuel more continuous. Is that correct?
Yeah, Ethan, I could go get gas and fill up my internal tanks again, and stay on station for a little bit longer, and continue to work the checklist as well.
How long would you estimate you would have in between refueling times if you were to continue refueling more often? With just internals?
Between 30 and 45 minutes.
Copy that.
464, Zags 82.
Zags, go.
And Boeing from Zags, that table we can help out and give Salty Dog some gas if he needs it.
Okay, and we should be good for Salty Dog, but our chase, the F-16, is the one with trapped external fuel, so they may be coming to you more often. And talking to our TD right now, I think our plan is to try and do that. Zoom, if you're good with it, we'll work those 30 to 45 minute legs and just send you back to the 135 more often.
Cover that. Request to go back to the 135 right now, then.
And you are clear back to the 135.
Zoom 57.
4682, apologies. I thought it was the A team that had the trap fuel.
No worries. And you copy. Zoom's headed to you now.
We copy Boom 10 back right now. If able at the end of the day, if Sundog or Salty Dog, if we can get just a plug from him for 1K, it'd be greatly appreciated.
All right, we'll talk to him and see how things play out.
Zags 82, Zoom 57 is rejoining to the left wing.
X-8-2, visual and clear to rejoin.
5-7.
5-7 is clear to stern.
5-7.
5-7 is clear to contact.
5-7.
8-2 contact.
40264.
Go 4-2.
Yeah, for your SA, on that last one, we were just barely shy of what we needed for the knots. We're going to repeat that, targeting a slightly different knot disclosure. Looking for a 4.7 to 5.9 as our new fast band.
Copy, so it was within the fast band, but not the faster band?
Affirm.
Return to us, sir.
What was the actual disclosure contact?
4.36 in knots.
So you were disconnected.
It was actually 5.0 when I hit. I don't know if,
Copy.
I don't know if there's a way we can get better feedback, because that's kind of what I'm going off.
Yeah, really, and from what we're seeing, the calling, how is the speed of the calls?
Yeah, it sounded great. I mean, from my perspective, it was all good. I guess just from yours, somehow it's ended up being a slower hit than it sounds like from the calls. What you're hearing is if I'm hearing, I think I heard 5.0 or 4.9 now, I'm still just going to have to trust you guys on the calls.
Yeah, and an analysis is saying they saw about a one knot closure just at the last second there.
Let's give us another 4.36. I want to artificially add 0.5 in my head to the calls you guys are making.
Yeah, I wouldn't. And we were saying analysis was saying that they saw about a one knot drop there just at the last second. We're saying the run-in looked really great, steady. Maybe just continue it just slightly longer. Not accelerating, but just continue a little further.
And we're sure that that's not just the bow wave pushing the basket away from me. It doesn't sound like I could make a throttle correction and within a second that would drop it a whole nut. At least I didn't make anything that significant.
Yeah, it is a fixed target on the warp exit that they are calibrating off of.
Okay, gotcha. Are we just waiting on Zoom to get back here to do the point?
Hey, Farm.
He's here.
And Zoom is moving back into position on the right wing. Ready? 4462, Zoom 5-7 request.
Alright, welcome back, Zoom.
Yeah, is it possible to get Self-Dot to give us a quick once-over feed check? There's a little bit of left fuel coming out of our left wing. We just want to see what he sees.
Okay, copy. You're looking for 402 to give you a clean and dry.
Okay, but I'm going to move it out to the right a little bit.
And 402, you're clear maneuver.
402. Looking on the left or the right wing?
Yeah, it's the left wing. There's some fuel. There was some fuel coming out.
Where exactly is the vent located on your left wing?
So normally it comes out underneath the left wing, but we actually saw from the back seat some fuel on the top of the wing, so you can give the top side a look as well.
Copy, we'll go. Yeah, top side of your wing is wet, but I don't see any streaming.
Okay, that makes sense. The left wing is actually, the left internal wing is actually empty now, so we might have this issue again after I pull up again. We'll continue to monitor.
Copy. Yeah, you were, I don't know if it was streaming or conning from something on the right side. I'm going to go take a look there, too. Yeah, I don't see anything. If you guys are happy, I'll head back to 464.
That sounds good to us. We'll move back into position to follow.
Again, sorry.
Yeah, you're cleared back to 464. We'll follow you that way.
402. 464, 402 is going to jump back into modified pre-contact, if that's fine.
Hey, you're clear back to offset pre-contact. Right, we're just double-checking bearing and distance, but we will be targeting 4.7 to 5.9 knots on this fast rate closure. This will be condition 0.055 decimal 1.
402.
Right, and it is Woodby Island 268 at 55. Going to contact permit. Ready, ready now. Hoses cycling.
Amber light.
You are clear pre-contact.
402. Pre-contact.
All right, 402, clear contact, fast rate.
402, approaching.
4, 6.7, 6.5, 5.6, 5, 4.1, 4.0.
402 is disconnecting.
6.4.
Yeah, I think that was going to be too slow.
4.6.4.2.
If we need to do this again, I would suggest that we flow some fuel to me so we can make it through the wake surveys without having to refuel.
Okay, copy that. We'll set up.
Yeah, and even if we, even if that one happened to count, we should probably do another one just to fill back up. Otherwise, we won't make it through the wake surveys.
6.4.
4.6.4.2.
Go ahead.
After each of these points, if you guys wouldn't mind giving me the actual closure rate that I hit with, that way I can learn from my eyeball much better what we're actually getting.
You bet. And that last one in knots was 4.53. We're just having a discussion right now on whether we continue to try and target above the 8 feet per second.
And a sir, request from the KC-135, is there any way you guys can, or you can head over and get some gas from them? They want to try out their MIPR system there.
Yeah, I can do that.
Awesome. Two data, just remember to turn your auxiliary switch off and then you can turn TM off as well. But leave the recorder running.
Boeing 464, Zag Day 2.
Go.
Yes, sir, we'll need to accelerate to minimum 230 indicated to rewind their hoses. Are we clear to do that?
Stand by. Okay, and 464 is accelerating.
2.
Zoom, Boeing, you good on gas?
Yeah, Ethan. I got to DV at the Glacier 9 or whatever clearance they'll give me.
Okay, Zoom from Boeing 464. We're going to go ahead and contact ATC right now and work the breakup. If you don't mind descending down to 14,000 at the bottom of the block here, and we'll contact ATC.
Copy, Zoom's going to be sent to 14,000.
Yep, and we're talking to them on 127.05.
Zags 402 is in left observation.
402 Zags 82, copy. We'll need 1 minute to run checklist and we'll be ready. Just looking for 1K for MIPR cert for the co-pilot. We appreciate your help today.
402.
402-82, you are cleared to right paw to stern.
402, right to stern.
Zoom 5-7, maintain 14,000.
Maintaining 14,000. Let me know when you're going to switch over to 127.05. I only got one VHF radio, so I'm talking to you on it.
Yep, copy. We'll send we'll send them your way when they're ready for you.
Okay, thanks. 5-7.
Attention all players, the new block altitude now is 14 to 15,000. Zoom 5-7, Boeing 464.
Go for 5-7.
Okay, go ahead and squawk 4743, maintain 14,000 and contact Seattle Center now on 127.05.
Switch in 127.05, squawking 4743, Zoom 5-7.
464, 402 is complete. How'd you like me to depart? And Zags 402, I'll stay on your red ops until I know where I'm going.
82 copies.
464, Zags 82.
Go ahead for Boeing 464.
Yes, sir. Do you want us to work our own clearance home and/or Salty Dog's clearance as well?
Okay, you guys understand you guys are done with Salty Dog, every feeling?
Affirm.
Okay, no, we'll go ahead and work that. Just maintain 16,000 and have Salty Dog stay with you.
18 copies all, we'll code.
And be advised, we have to block 15 to 16,000.
82.
Zags, can you say what prior freak you're up?
Say again for Zags.
Yeah, I'm just looking for the center freak that eventually you guys will hand me off to.
340, ATC wants us to turn 340 now while they work their split up. Zags and Salty Dog, you guys copy?
142, what center freak are we working?
We are talking on 127.05.
Zags copies heading 340.
Say again for Boeing 464?
Yeah, I don't know if, are you guys going to work my clearance or should I just work my own?
And 464 from Zags 82, we can work our clearance with ATC if it helps you.
Okay, we already went ahead and contacted them. Feel free to give them a call and let them know what your intentions are, but we give them a heads up that you'll be returning to Fairchild and to maintain 16,000. We've got a squawk on request for you.
Exactly, two copies. Thanks for the help today, guys. You have a good one.
See ya, thanks. Salty. Alpha Dog, Boeing 464, what's your fuel state? Stand by. Okay, if you don't mind, just stay with us for a couple more minutes.
Alpha Dog, I've got ATIS at Boeing Field, if you're ready to copy.
42's ready to copy.
Okay, information November, this was as of 1953, winds are 170 at 8, visibility 10 miles, got overcast at 3000, landing runway 13 right, altimeter 3025.
42.
Zags, fly heading 120.
Zags 2 and oil left turn 120.
Salty Dog, if you don't mind, please descending down to 14000.
You want me to 14000 now?
Actually, stand by. Okay, Salty Dog, climb to 16000, assuming you have Zags inside and he's not an issue.
42.
Salty Dog, confirm you're at 16000 now.
Salty Dog's at 16000.
Thank you. Okay, Salty Dog, you're clear to climb now to 17000, squawk 4751, and contact center on 353.9.
402 established 17000, squawking 4751, switching. Public radio, Salty Dog 402. 402 is 5 to 10 minutes out from landing, looking for my maintenance guys to know.